Good evening, everyone, and like they used to say in the church that I grew up in, praise the Lord. And you're supposed to say praise the Lord back. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. And that's who's worthy of praise tonight. So we just thank God for His mercy and His grace. I didn't know till I got the list out this week. I sent a list of songs out. And then we found out things happened and that Brian wouldn't be here tonight and that I'm going to speak. But if I would have had my choice of songs to sing tonight, I would have sung the song, Thank You, Jesus, for the Blood Applied. Thank You, Jesus, that You have washed me white. Thank You, Jesus, that You have saved my life. Why? Because You brought me out of darkness into this marvelous light. And that's what I'm going to talk about. Brother Jim, tonight, I'll give you a title. You don't have to guess. This is it. God is light. God is light. Brother Jim, we appreciate everything that you do by putting the message out there every week. There's some that aren't here. Maybe they'll listen tomorrow. Maybe if they hear I'm speaking, they'll say, forget it. No, we won't listen to that. But maybe they will. But I want to thank the praise team. You always do such a wonderful job. And coming early and practicing. And Ellie, you get the email out to us all. And we really appreciate that. Keep us updated. We're thankful. And so tonight, God is light. I got this message several weeks ago when Brother Steve was speaking. It all came together. So the Lord knew what we needed even before we asked. So here it is tonight. Let's pray, though. The Grauman family needs our prayers tonight. That's where Brian is tonight. He's been busy all day with the funeral of Rick. And we pray for that family tonight. They're in desperate need of the Lord to lift them up and give them strength and peace in this time of loss. I also got a text before service tonight from Bruce. He's doing well. He had surgery this week. He's doing well. But tonight he's feeling a little stiff and didn't want to be sitting here in church service for a little while. So we pray for him and all those that are in need tonight. We serve a present God who is a present help in the time of trouble. All those that are in need, all those that need healing. Jen needs healing. So many. And so we believe that He is a healer. He is a way maker. He's a door opener. He's a problem solver. He's everything that we need. And so tonight, let's pray. Lord, we love You. We thank You, Jesus, for this day that You have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We look unto the hills from which cometh our help, for our help comes from the Lord. Nowhere else can we find the help that You bring. And so all these that are in need tonight, we know, Lord God, that You are here for us. You are in this room right now with us. You're not some far-off God on vacation somewhere that can't hear our prayers. You hear everything that we ask, and we ask in Your name tonight that You would be with us. This message that I know that You've given me, help me tonight. You know I'm a little nervous, and you know that that's good because that means it's not me, that it's You. Let it be You, Lord, tonight. And let the things that are said, Lord God, be of You. And we love You and we praise You in Jesus' name. Amen. Like I said, I got this message a couple of weeks ago when Steve was speaking. And I'm going to go to the same verses that he started with. Let's go to the beginning. Genesis chapter 1. And we're going to look at verses 1 through 5. And I'm going to be a little funny here. But Brian always says context matters. Well, this is the beginning. So that's just the way it is. There's nothing before this. There's a lot after it. But this is the beginning. And this is what it says. Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. And when we read this tonight, I want you just to think about this. like put yourself there, kind of. I did. That's what I did when he was speaking the other night. I put myself there. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. Verse 1. There was absolutely, let's put ourselves there. There was absolutely nothing. And God, and we know from the scriptures that Jesus created all things. John 1 and Colossians 1 tells how Jesus was the one who created all things. We know that from the scripture. The Word created all things in heaven and earth. So verse 1, God had created the heavens and the earth, and at this point, it was dark. You could absolutely see nothing. Absolutely nothing. It wasn't going to, you know, if you were there, at this point, you couldn't see the hand in front of your face. It's dark. There is no light at all. Verse 2, the earth did not have a form. So what I get out of that is that it wasn't round. It didn't have a shape. It was nothing. The earth was just absolutely, it was void. It was total darkness, but evidently, in verse 2, there was water somewhere. Was it on earth? I don't know where this water was, because it says later on how he divided the water. Because the Spirit moved on the face of the water. Okay? Now God said in verse 3, let there be light. Understand something with me now. This is not the sun. It's not the sun. The light and the darkness in verse 4 were divided. He called the light day before there was sun, and he called the darkness night before there was a moon. Now what we're going to do is look at verses 14 through 19 in the same Genesis 1. Verse 14, and God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heavens to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and for years, and let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. And God said to set them in the firmament of the heavens to give light upon the earth and to rule over the day and over the night and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the first day. Now, verse 14 is when time started. Have you ever thought about this? Without the sun, there is no time. None. If we did not have a sun right now, you would not know when it came up in the morning or when it went down at night, what time it was. The sun causes time to start. Without the sun, there is nothing by which to calculate the time. There's nothing to calculate the day. There's nothing to calculate the weeks. There's nothing to calculate the years. And there's nothing to calculate the seasons. Without the sun, there's none of that. Remember that the sun never moves. Now the earth moves around the sun. The moon moves around the earth. Now in verse 15, he's getting ready to make the sun and the moon. Sun for day, moon for night. He placed them in verse 17. He placed them in the heavens to give light upon the earth. Verse 18, Here again, the sun and the moon represent light and darkness, for without the sun, the moon and the earth is dark. You have to have the sun. So my question is, then, in verse number 3, what is this light that he created? He said in verse 3, let there be light. It was not the sun. The sun's not created till verse 14. He created a light. It wasn't the sun. It wasn't the moon. It wasn't the stars. God created a light, and that light is the very essence and nature of God. How do we know that? Scriptures tell us that. Let's go all the way back. It's Revelation. It's Jude. It's 3 John, 2 John, 1 John. So go all the way to the back of the Bible and look at 1 John. Here we go. 1 John, the first chapter. And we're going to look at verses 5 through 7. 1 John 1, verses 5 through 7. And here's what it says. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we don't tell the truth. We don't have the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. God is light. He is the ultimate illumination, and in him is no darkness at all. Hallelujah. Isn't Jesus awesome? Isn't our God great? He's great and greatly to be praised. Now, let's look at going back to Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the fourth book in the New Testament. Let's go to John chapter 1, St. John chapter 1, and we're going to read verses 1 through 14. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. Here we go. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was the life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shined in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. And there was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came to bear witness. He came to bear witness of this light. Amen. That all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came to his own, and his own received him not, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believed on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John came. John the Baptist was not that light. He was to bear witness of this great light, Jesus. Now, in St. John 8, turn there with me real quick. St. John 8, Jesus promises. In St. John 8, verse 12, he promises something. Then Jesus again spake unto them again, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Jesus promised that if we follow him, he will just shine this light, that we will not be in darkness, but we will have the light of life. I will tell you tonight, it is so wonderful not to be in darkness. It's wonderful to know Jesus. I look at people sometimes, and it's like they have no desire to know Jesus. I'm glad that there was a desire in me to know him. He has rescued us. Colossians 1:13 tells us that he rescued us from the powers of darkness. He has snatched us out of the powers of darkness. Amen. I'm so glad that he has. The word light is mentioned 200. Now, this is in the King James Version. I know there's other versions, New International Version, all kinds of versions. If you look up a scripture sometime, it's got a list this long of versions. But 272 times in 235 verses, the word light or lightened is mentioned. Now, this is a great study. If you want to go home and say, I'm going to look up all the places it says light. It's a great study. But one of my favorite scriptures is this one. And you can don't have to go there, but I'm going to quote it. It's 1 Peter 2:9. But you are a chosen generation. Who? We are. You are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Thank you, Jesus, for the blood applied. Thank you, Jesus, you have washed me white. Thank you, Jesus, you have saved my life. You brought me from the darkness into this glory. We sing the word of God. Yes, we do. It's wonderful to know that he has brought us out. Now, Jesus tells them, as they've gathered on the sermon, what most call the Sermon on the Mound, Jesus in Matthew chapter 5:13 tells them this. He told all those who were gathered that you are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bushel or a bowl. Instead, they put it on a lampstand and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. We are the light of the world. Why? Because he is in us. That's why. This past week, I was talking to Brian today when we were at the funeral service, and I said, he kind of asked me, like, what are you going to talk about? And I always tell him. And this past week, I don't know if you saw this, but there was an eclipse somewhere. I'm not really for sure. I just heard about it. There's going to be this eclipse. So when there's an eclipse, either the sun or the moon passes in front of the sun and makes the earth dark, or the earth passes in front of the moon and then the moon is completely dark. It's not a good thing when the earth eclipses the light of the sun because the moon goes dark. This means there's no light in the darkness. When the world moves between Jesus and us, when the world does, when this world, the things of this world, get between us and the Lord, then our light can possibly go out and not shine like it's supposed to. We have a spiritual lunar eclipse. How about when the moon moves between the sun and the earth? This can also cause darkness. And I was talking to Brian about this, that there are times when people think that they're really doing good. I saw somebody the other day marching down in the middle of the street with signs, you know, and they were like almost like an agitator. Like, I'm for Jesus, I'm for Jesus, ha, 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 you know. And I'm like, I don't necessarily know if that's shining a great light. There are times that we can actually block the light from the sun getting to the earth. It's not about us. It's not about me. Lord, don't let the world, let the world see you. You're the light. You are the one. Not me. You are the one. It's all about him. If that happens, then it's a spiritual solar eclipse where we allow ourselves to like maybe block what he's wanting to do in somebody's life. We have to be careful of that. The Bible tells us the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid? The Lord is the strength of my life. That's Psalms 27 and 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. The Bible tells us in the beginning about the light, the great light. And you know, it also tells us in the end about this great light. The Bible tells us in Revelation 21 and 23 that heaven is going to be very bright. That the city does not need the sun or the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God, Jesus is going to be the light. The Lamb is the light of it. There will be no more night. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We walk in the light. Psalms 119, 105 says this. We used to sing this song a lot in church. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. His word. Because why is that? Because Jesus is the word, and that lightens our life and shows us exactly how we need to live like him. It's all about him. It's all about Jesus. I was thinking about the message last week and just how Brian brought the message about how his praise shall continually be in my mouth. And then I started thinking about what goes on in the world. How does the world praise the world? Well, we're the light because he's in us. He's shining in us. But how does the world praise him? I was watching, I'll be honest, I was watching a little bit of, I was getting excited. I was watching a little bit of the Bengals game the other night, you know. And they were on the 5-yard line. They had just, you know, recovered a fumble. And they were, you know, I think Flacco went in to be quarterback at this point. And they tried first, and it was a running play to somebody, and I'm like, you guys got to score. And so then Flacco goes back, and the tight end on the left side cuts behind the line, and he's open. Flacco hits him directly with a great pass, and he goes into the end zone, and the crowd, touchdown Bengals! And the crowd goes crazy. And so that's the way the world, that's the way they give glory to whatever they're doing. How about it's the ninth inning, tie score, Ellie De La Cruz comes up. I mean, all it takes is one blast, the deep left center field or deep right center field. He might hit the smokestacks. But if he hits a home run, the Reds win. The 3-2 pitch, drilled to deep right center field. The right fielder goes back. He's going back. He's going back. He looks up. It's gone. And the crowd, I mean, and the Reds dugout empties, and they're just going crazy and dumping stuff on each other and going crazy. And that's the way they praised what they're doing. I mean, they give honor to that. They hoop and holler and go nuts. But tonight, he has given us his marvelous light. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Amen. Just like I said before with the scripture on in 1 Peter 2 and 9, you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you might proclaim the promises of him who has brought you out. Proclaim the promises of him who have brought you out of darkness into this marvelous light. Woo! Amen. Thank God I am free from the powers of darkness. He has brought us up out of the miry clay of sin, Brother Jim, and he has set our feet on a solid rock, and he has established our going. He is the Alpha. He is the Omega. He is the beginning. He is the ending. He is the first. He is the last. He is the lily of the valley. He's the bright and morning star. He is our Savior. He is our High Priest. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords, and he's worthy of all praise. Amen. Amen. He is. There is none like him tonight for what he did for us at Calvary. I have to hoop and holler, and, you know, I could run down that aisle and just be like one of those crazy people at the ball stadium. Thank you, Jesus. You brought me out of darkness. Man, we need a song like that. You brought me out of darkness. Well, we have plenty of songs like that. And when we can praise him and magnify him and thank him for what he's done for us, he's worthy of it all. Like Brian said last week, he's worthy of it all. Everything, his praise shall continually be in my mouth. I don't know at what point somebody said, you have to be quiet in church. I don't know who made that rule. You don't have to be. You can lift up your voice and magnify him and say, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, because he's worthy of it all. Amen. We want to continue to pray for all those who are in need. And this week, we pray that we can be a light in this world of darkness. We don't want to eclipse the light. We want the light to let the light shine. Shine. That don't mean we just put ourselves out there and just like, you know, look at me, look at me. No. He's powerful enough to shine in us. He has given us his spirit. And I just want him to, man, do I have so many faults? You know, Brian gets up here and says, I have this fault and that fault. And I'm like, you don't know what faults are, brother. Because I've got a lot of them. Still have a lot of them. But Lord, help me. Help me to be the light that you want me to be. To my family members, to my neighbors, to those I come in contact with. Lord, help us to be what you've called us to be, the light of the world. Lord, we love you. We thank you that you gave us this opportunity to come together and magnify your name together. That you have allowed us, Lord Jesus, to be brought out of darkness into this great and marvelous light. You're worthy of all praise. Help us this week to shine that light, to be the light you have called us to be. Lord Jesus, we are the salt of the earth, like you said. Help us to be the salt. Help us to be the light. And help those that are in need. Help Bruce, all those that are in need. Agreement family, help them tonight. And just be with us all. We love you. We praise you until we meet again. We ask that you would let your angels be around about us. Protect us from all harm and danger and sickness and disease. In Jesus' name, amen.